Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Welcome to the Splendid Speaking podcast. My name's Pete Travis, and this week we're listening to Anna, who is originally from Romania and who now lives in Austria. A reminder that transcripts for all podcasts, including this one, are available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. In your opinion, which important cultural event stands out from all the others in your country? What information would you include if you were asked to speak about it for 2 minutes? Anna was asked to comment on what the event represents, how she celebrates the occasion, and its significance to people. Anna was given about 2 minutes to speak on this subject. As you listen, decide how thoroughly she answers the question within the time limit. If you have access to the transcript, listen a second time and answer the comprehension questions. Finally, make a note of her use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session.
So, you've asked me to describe an important cultural event in my country. I live in Austria, so it would be... you would probably expect me to speak about Austria. However, I would like to speak about a cultural event that is celebrated in Romania, or about the way a cultural event is celebrated in Romania, because I come from Romania, and in my family we have always tried to celebrate, for example, Christmas and Easter the way we used to celebrate it in Romania. And therefore Romania is somehow my cultural background. And I would like to focus on Easter. In Austria, Easter isn't a very important occasion. It's rather considered as something that you celebrate together with children, and in Austria you hide eggs and chocolate for the children to find. In Romania, however, things are quite different. In Romania, Easter is considered as one of the most important feasts during the year. It is partly also considered to be more important than Christmas. The preparation for Easter starts about a week before Easter. Most people try to clean up their house and get everything ready. We also dye eggs with red color. I have some very nice childhood memories of this event. I used to do this with my grandmother when I was small, and I always enjoyed it a lot. And then on Saturday evening, many people go to church, and it's also very, very nice because you light candles and then you walk around the church singing a special song that is always sung at this occasion. And it's really a very, very special atmosphere, at least for me. And after that on Sunday, there's a big meal at lunchtime usually, where we have lamb normally. So we have lamb, also a soup made of lamb, a very special Romanian soup. And then there's a cake with cottage cheese. That is also something that we only eat at this occasion. And that's always a very, very nice occasion when the whole family comes together, and when you celebrate together and have a nice time together and share this wonderful experience. So I believe that apart from its religious significance, it has it is something very important for most people, because you can share wonderful moments together.
Now for some feedback. Anna's description of Easter in Romania was both interesting and clearly of personal importance, and Anna shared her special memories fondly and with a very good level of English. The presentation was delivered fluently, with excellent pronunciation and a very good level of accuracy. In terms of task fulfillment, Anna was given about 2 minutes to cover this subject, and one issue to note is how much time she spent at the beginning explaining why she was going to describe Easter in Romania rather than Austria. Although in the context of this Skype interview it was interesting, it meant that less time was actually spent dealing with the task within the allotted 2 minutes. This is something that you should avoid in an exam, where the examiner is likely to stop you when you reach the time limit. The good news is that this is something that can be easily dealt with, however, and Anna only need practice delivering short introductions. For example, in this context, she could simply have said something on the lines of, "As you know, I come from Austria, but I'm going to describe an event that takes place in my native country, Romania." In terms of her use of English, Anna uses a wide range of verb forms expertly during this talk, shifting from active to passive, gerund to infinitive, and present to past, very accurately and naturally. In places, her use of word stress is often helpful to emphasize points, such as the stress on very here, to show Anna's view of the importance of Easter in Austria.
In Austria, Easter isn't a very important occasion.
Again later here, Anna uses word stress to emphasize times, days, and activities.
The preparation for Easter starts about a week before Easter. On Saturday evening, many people go to church. And after that on Sunday, there's a big meal at lunchtime, usually.
Anna did tend to overuse the word nice, and could try using other general adjectives such as happy or wonderful childhood memories. The church festivities could be described as spiritual or comforting, for example. However, in terms of anything that could be seen as errors in an exam, we only have 2 minor points this week. Can you spot the mistakes in the following extracts?
We also dye eggs with red color. We also dye eggs with red color. And then you walk around the church singing a special song that is always sung at this occasion. And then you walk around the church singing a special song that is always sung at this occasion.
Did you spot the errors?
We also dye eggs with red color.
This would be more natural as we also dye eggs red.
And then you walk around the church singing a special song that is always sung at this occasion.
Although we say at a religious festival, we also use on with occasion. So it should be on this occasion. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Once again, many thanks to Anna. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. And remember that you can download the transcript to this and all previous podcasts by signing up to the Splendid Speaking newsletter, a link to which you'll find at www.splendidspeaking.com. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.